Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Power of Character Strengths. Appreciate and Ignite Your Positive Personality by Ryan M. Nemec and Robert E. McGrath. Narrated by Mike Chamberlain. Publisher's Note: In this audio edition, you will hear references to tables present in the print and e-book formats of the book. Via Classification of Character Strengths and Virtues. Note: Virtues refer to the 6 core characteristics valued by philosophers and theologians across culture and time. Character strengths refer to the 24 positive personality ingredients of a fulfilling life, the pathways to the virtues. End note. Virtue of Wisdom. Creativity, original and adaptive, shows ingenuity, sees and does things in different ways. Curiosity, interested, seeks novelty, appreciates exploration, open to experience. Judgment, critical thinking, thinks through all sides, doesn't jump to conclusions. Love of learning, interested in mastering new skills and information, systematically adds to knowledge. Perspective, wise, provides wise counsel, takes the big picture view. Strengths that help you gather and use knowledge. Virtue of courage, bravery, shows valor, doesn't shrink from threat or challenge, faces fears, speaks up for what is right. Perseverance, persistent, industrious, finishes what he or she starts, overcomes obstacles. Honesty, authentic, true to him or herself, sincere, shows integrity. Zest, vital, enthusiastic for life, vigorous, energetic, does things wholeheartedly. Strengths that help you exercise your will and face adversity. Virtue of humanity. Love, both loving and loved, values close relations with others, shows genuine warmth. Kindness, generous, nurturing, caring, compassionate, altruistic, does for others. Social intelligence, emotionally intelligent, aware of the motives and feelings of self and others, knows what makes other people tick. Strengths that help you in one-on-one relationships. Virtue of justice. Teamwork. A good citizen, socially responsible, loyal, contributes to group efforts. Fairness. Adheres to principles of justice, doesn't let feelings bias decisions, offers equal opportunity to all. Leadership. Organizes groups to get things done, positively guides others. Strengths that help you in community or group-based situations. Virtue of temperance. Forgiveness. Merciful, accepting of others' shortcomings, gives people a second chance, lets go of hurt when wronged. Humility. Modest, lets his or her accomplishments speak for themselves. Prudence. Careful about his or her choices, cautious, doesn't take undue risks. Self-regulation. Self-controlled, disciplined, able to manage impulses, emotions, and vices. Strengths that help you manage habits and protect against excess. Virtue of transcendence. Appreciation of beauty and excellence. Experiences awe and wonder for beauty. Admires skills and excellence in others. Elevated by moral beauty, the goodness of others. Gratitude. Thankful for the good in life. Expresses thanks. Feels blessed. Hope. Optimistic, positive, and future-minded. Expects the best and works to achieve it. Humor. Playful, brings smiles to others. Lighthearted, sees the lighter side. Spirituality. Having coherent beliefs about the higher purpose and meaning of the universe. Knowing where one fits within the larger scheme. Having beliefs about the meaning of life that shape conduct and provide comfort. Strengths that help you connect to the larger universe and provide meaning. A note to the listener. What you have in front of you is the first book of its kind. It is a book about what is best within you, your many strengths of character. As the poet Walt Whitman once observed, character and personal force are the only investments that are worth anything. This book offers a recipe for that investment in yourself. You'll never regret having taken time and energy to work on personal development that helps you grow as a person and helps others. What lies in this book is nothing compared to what lies within you. It is a reflection of you and your potential. You are about to see and bring forth that potential, not just for yourself, but also for others. The way you use your strengths, individually and collectively, makes you unique and special. Your character strengths support you and support others. No two people use their strengths in the same way. In this book, you will find out how you can use your strengths to be your best self, the person you most want to be. This book attempts to balance concepts and education with practical ideas. To make it easy to navigate, we have organized it into three sections. The first section offers an introduction to this work, its key concepts, why it's important, and why it might matter to you. The second section is the bulk of the book. We describe the what, the why, and the how of each of the 24 character strengths found by scientists in all human beings. The third section of the book emphasizes the latter as we outline Strengths Builder, a practical 4-week program based squarely in science for boosting your character strengths to thrive in your life. It's unlikely you'll decide to listen to the book start to finish. Instead, you might listen to the first section and then choose the character strengths you are most curious about in the second section. Or you might choose to look closely at each of your signature strengths as they are mentioned in Part 2. For any character strength you focus on, learn about the strength, reflect on the questions, and see yourself in the examples of everyday people. Most important, experiment with the many activities we offer. We hope you will return over and over to this second section as a resource for general strengths education and for ideas you can build into your strengths-based practice. As we often say, all 24 character strengths matter. Each helps us in different ways as we create greater wellness, build relationships, navigate stress, and reach our goals. After you've done some exploring, discussing, and practicing with character strengths, turn to Part 3 and go through the 4-step Strengths Builder program described there closely. You might do this on your own, or even better, with others. Complete the program with your teammates or coworkers. Discuss it with your relationship partner or your friends and family. Bring it to your neighborhood as a way to foster a stronger community. When you're ready, be sure to take action with it, reflect on the insights and positive changes you experience, and repeat it in part or in its entirety as often as you like. Ultimately, give the gift of your character strengths to others by expressing them throughout your life. It is our hope that your increased use of character strengths, multiplied across each individual, will contribute to a better world. As you listen and integrate strengths fully into your life journey, we hope you become as excited by character strengths as we are. May you grow in strengths awareness. May you appreciate, ignite, and grow your strengths use. May your strengths benefit others. May your life be filled with well-being. Yours in strength, Ryan Nemec and Robert McGrath. January 2019. Part 1. Introduction. You are a person of character. In fact, each of us is. Each of us has in us, to varying degrees, certain traits that are admired and respected by others. These traits are called character strengths. For you, some may have already fully flowered, and you are expressing them strongly in your life. Some of these strengths may be dormant, waiting for you to refocus your attention on them. And some may have never gotten any deliberate attention from you over the years. Wherever you stand on each of the traits of character, they are already there in you. This is a book for people who want to learn more about character in general, and their character in particular, with a goal of making their lives better. It is about learning more about what defines you as a person worthy of respect, love, and appreciation, and how you can use those positive elements of who you are to improve your sense of well-being, your relationships, and even your community. Character is the part of your personality that other people tend to admire, respect, and cherish. It is the sum total of those aspects of who you are as a person that leads others to see you as a person with integrity, a person who contributes, a person who can be trusted. Modern research, sponsored by the VIA Institute on Character, has discovered that there are 24 central character strengths in human beings, each falling under larger categories called virtues. These character strengths are the positive parts of our personality, qualities like kindness, curiosity, and perseverance that are a vital part of who we are and that are considered valuable by other people and by society as a whole. At the beginning of this book, you can hear the full list of 24 character strengths and the virtues they fall under. This system is called the VIA Classification of Character Strengths and Virtues. You may wonder, in some cases, why a strength is with one virtue, but not another. When the VIA classification was developed, the authors realized that the connections between strengths and virtues aren't perfect. It's possible for a strength to reflect more than one virtue, and some strengths are more clearly connected to one particular virtue than another. Don't get too hung up on these associations. They're meant to give you a general sense of how strengths tend to cluster and reinforce each other. The VIA classification was the result of several years of research involving more than 50 scientists, led by luminary scientists Christopher Peterson and Martin Seligman, who looked across countries and cultures for those qualities that are universally considered to be the strongest parts of being human. In addition to studying tens of thousands of people across continents, researchers went to some of the remotest places on the planet to speak with people about these strengths. For example, they spoke with members of the Maasai tribe in Kenya and Inuit in northern Greenland, places that few people have traveled to, and asked them about these character strengths, if they were valued in their culture, if there were ways to build them up, and if they were fulfilling traits. These early pioneers were learning that the character strengths were an important part of what makes us human. As research on character strengths has flourished, a hierarchy for understanding the layout of the VIA classification has become clearer. Consider this layout. 6 virtues: wisdom, courage, humanity, justice, temperance, transcendence. The 24 character strengths: creativity, curiosity, bravery, love, teamwork, forgiveness, hope, etc. Context: relationships, work, community, etc. Situational themes: listening to your spouse after work, helping your child with homework, collaborating at a work team meeting, picking up trash in your neighborhood, disagreeing with a neighbor. While virtues are those characteristics valued by philosophers and theologians across time, cultures, and beliefs, character strengths make up the broader categories of virtues and are often viewed as the roots to the virtues of wisdom, courage, humanity, and so on. The strengths are expressed in the important areas of our life, for example, the contexts of work, school, community, and relationships. You may use your leadership to organize a community project or your perseverance to finish a work task. Finally, within any context lies a seemingly infinite number of scenarios or situational themes where the character strengths are used. For example, when you are at a team meeting, talking with your boss, or helping a customer, to name a few in the work context. Character strengths are basic elements of our identity. When we express these character strengths through our thoughts and actions, research says we tend to feel happier, more connected, and more productive. What is particularly remarkable about character strengths is that they can contribute to your personal well-being, to the quality of your relationships, and to your community as a whole. For example, your curiosity helps you explore new ideas, people, and places. Your teamwork allows you to collaborate on projects and see the value of every person's contribution. And your bravery helps you move out of your comfort zone, challenging yourself and others. It's worth noting that not every personal strength is a character strength. Talents, like the natural ability to play music or basketball, or having good spatial or writing ability, are also strengths, but they're not part of character. The foundations of talents are more hardwired and less changeable. Character strengths are also different from our interests and passions, which engage us in topics and activities we enjoy. And they're different from skills we develop, such as computer skills or presentation skills. These can be important and can contribute to us and to those around us, but they need not be central to how we think of ourselves. In contrast, character strengths cut straight to the core of who we are. They reflect our basic being as human beings and our doing, that is, the good we put out into the world. Another way to divide the strengths instead of between the six virtues is by strengths of the head and strengths of the heart. Strengths of the head are more analytical, logic-based, and thinking-focused, such as judgment, prudence, fairness, love of learning, and perspective. Strengths of the heart are centered on our feelings, intuitions, and our emotional relationships, such as kindness, love, humor, gratitude, and spirituality. No strength falls perfectly in one category, as each has elements of head and heart. These categories refer to the direction in which the strength more strongly leans. Both the head and the heart strengths are important to our being well-rounded people, though the heart strengths in general are more reliably associated with feelings of well-being and satisfaction. Why should I care about character strengths? This is an important question to understand. First, we'll answer it through the experiences of Hannah B. Hannah, a middle-aged married woman with two children, felt like things were slipping in her life, slipping out of control. Her work as a fashion designer felt boring and meaningless. Her two boys were becoming more and more independent by the day, with little interest in the mother-son bonding that she used to cherish. The intimacy in her marriage was lost, and she and her husband seemed to be barely passing by each other at home amidst their busy lifestyle. Generally, Hannah felt pretty down, sometimes anxious, sometimes distracted, and generally disconnected from her life. It was as if she was going through the motions, merely a passive participant in her life. She had felt this way for several years, ever since her mother suddenly passed away. One of the upsides for Hannah was the two or three close friends with whom she had coffee every couple of weeks. One day, while sipping a latte, her friend suggested Hannah might take a test that would tell her about her best qualities. "I already know that about me," was Hannah's response. Her friend persisted, and Hannah's reluctance turned into resignation. "Okay, I'll do it," she promised as they parted ways. That evening, Hannah kept her promise and took the online VIA survey to assess her character strengths. She wasn't expecting much as she absentmindedly printed out her results. After a moment, she glanced down at the page and did a double take as she looked more closely at her top strengths of character. She read them one by one: kindness, gratitude, honesty, curiosity, humor. "That's me?" she wondered aloud, with a mixture of excitement, surprise, and intrigue. She thought for a moment as she read the descriptions of each strength. It was in that instant that Hannah realized something. "I want to get my life back. No, I'm going to get my life back. And now I know how. Hannah then began to see her life and the world through these character strengths. She posted her character strengths profile in the kitchen to serve as a catalyst for observing, discussing, remembering, and reflecting on character strengths. These top strengths were her lens for her interactions with others. She placed kindness and honesty at the forefront of each conversation with her husband, sharing her feelings and opinions about their communication over the years, but in a kind way. Although her job had been floundering, she brought a newfound lighthearted humor to her interaction with coworkers. She allowed curiosity to drive her search for new designs, to explore what worked and didn't work, and to question the opinions of her coworkers and customers. She looked for ways to be grateful for her capacity to design clothes and contribute to the joy of others. She saved the heaviest dosages of gratitude and humor for her two boys, whom she approached respectfully and slowly, and when the time was right, offered playfulness and appreciation for their positive qualities and for their growing maturity and independence. Each of these five strengths, and 19 more, had always been there within Hannah. They had simply been numbed, lying dormant and underused as she went through the motions in life. It had never occurred to her to be more deliberate with her best qualities, to activate them in each of her interactions. Over the following weeks, her energy increased. She had purpose. Indeed, she had taken her life back. Months later, a casual observer could see Hannah's curious questioning, her verbal expressions of gratitude, her frequent laughter, her direct and honest approach in conversations, and her steady increase in thoughtful, caring actions for others. Hannah had transformed her life. 2 years later, Hannah's strengths profile remained in the same place in her kitchen, but now it was joined by her husband's and two sons' strengths profiles. The positive benefits for Hannah and her loved ones were clear. Hannah was maintaining her focus and enthusiasm for her own character strengths, was noticing and appreciating the character strengths of the people in her life, and was also inspiring others to ignite and appreciate their character strengths. Why do character strengths matter? Let's examine this question from two perspectives, each of which occurred in Hannah's story. When things are going well, we can use character strengths to help us see what is best in ourselves and others. When things are going poorly, we can use character strengths to give balance to the struggles we face, to shift our focus from the negative to the positive, to avoid becoming overly self-critical by thinking about our strengths rather than what's wrong with us. Enacting the character strengths, our awe for beauty and excellence, or our curiosity, can help us notice the good things around us, discover how we can do better, and catalyze positive, virtuous, healthy, or more balanced behavior. Hold these important perspectives in your mind as we review them. Amplifying and growing the positive. We can examine the importance of character strengths through a positive lens. Research has shown many positive benefits of using character strengths across physical, psychological, emotional, social, and spiritual domains. The benefits of character strengths have been demonstrated in many industries, especially business and education, but also in healthcare, coaching, and psychotherapy and counseling, to name a few. Specific benefits of character strengths have been linked with each of the main elements of well-being: positive emotions, engagement, meaning, positive relationships, and accomplishment. They've been connected with many other benefits that help us amplify the positive in our life, such as self-acceptance, autonomy, goal progress, physical health, passion, and resilience. The newest research is showing that techniques for helping people boost their strengths can have important advantages over techniques that focus on correcting their deficits. But focusing on the positive is not the same as ignoring the negative. Learning from and reframing the negative. Research shows that humans demonstrate a number of biases in our thinking. One of those biases is the tendency to remember and be affected more by negative events than by positive events. Problems and upsetting emotions stick with us like glue. Strengths can help bring greater balance to this equation. We need negative experiences to learn from, motivate us, warn us, and help us grow. But those experiences should not define us. Reflecting on our strengths can help us offset those negative experiences, can help us figure out our natural best way to avoid them in the future, and can remind us that we have unique resources available to us in negative situations. Nowhere does this negativity emerge more strongly than in the workplace. Research shows most of us are disengaged from the work we are doing. We go through the motions, get caught up in routines, and are not as productive as we could be. But research also suggests that when we make the most of our character strengths and use them in our jobs, we become happier at work, more productive, and more engaged in what we are doing. Research studies have also shown that the character strengths help us manage problems more effectively. For example, using character strengths has been linked with less stress and improved coping in the workplace, less friction in classrooms, less depression, and fewer physical symptoms, to name just a few settings in which character strengths have been studied. Finally, all of us have blind spots in our self-understanding. There is no perfectly aware person. There's more that we don't know about ourselves than what we do know. And in some cases, others are more aware of how we are coming across than we are. As character strengths act like self-awareness boosters, they help us fill in some of these gaps in our self-knowledge. A shared language. Imagine this. You walk into a room with a mixed group of people, and no one is able to communicate with anyone else, verbally or non-verbally. You wander from person to person, table to table, and are unable to connect. Each person speaks in a way that is foreign to you. You sense there is something there, some common ground, but you are unable to access it. There's a gap between you and every other person, and you have no tool to create a bridge. How would you feel? Confused? Frustrated? Disconnected? Left in the dark? Before the mid-2000s, there was no common language for talking about what's best in people. There were books on virtues and positive qualities that individuals had written, but these were usually focused on the virtues of a specific religion or culture, particularly Western culture. It was at that point that the field of psychology really began to take on the question, what is best about human beings? The result, in 2004, was the VIA classification of character strengths and virtues. For the first time in history, we had a shared language for communicating with one another about our best selves. Now, as easily as speaking the same native tongue, we describe the bravery and perseverance of our coworker. We reinforce the creativity and kindness of our child. We deliberately use our social intelligence when helping a person in need, and we tap into gratitude and hope for personal sustenance. This VIA classification paved the way for hundreds of studies by scientists across the globe who are making new discoveries each month and advancing the science of character. This research, in turn, has catalyzed thousands of practitioners in psychology, coaching, education, business, and other fields to apply these new findings to bring out what's best in their clients, students, and employees. Uniquely you. Character is plural. This is, according to the late scientist Christopher Peterson, the most important research finding in his more than 15 years of study on character strengths and positive psychology. What Peterson meant by this is that character can't be captured in a single concept, such as honesty or integrity. Rather, people express a variety of character strengths, and almost always are expressing multiple strengths at the same time. Your character can be mapped out. It maps as a personal profile of strengths, with highs and lows and mid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?